This is Omar Musni with UN News. A California court's decision to award $289 million to a dying man after finding that agrochemical giant, Monsanto, did not warn people that its products can cause cancer, is a substantial warning to industry, a UN rights expert said on Wednesday. Hilal Elver, who is UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food, noted in a statement that although the company plans to appeal, the ruling would encourage firms to put human health before profit. In an interview with UN News, she highlighted the particular dangers pesticides pose to child workers and called for greater international focus on the problem, given the lack of existing international agreements that regulate their use.
But the significance of this case, first of all, is the first case, and there will be hundreds of them are coming. And the first time a court made a clear decision that there is a causal relationship between this particular product and the cancer, and knowingly Monsanto did not make any warning to the users. That's an important part.
Of course, so we should say that Monsanto will be appealing this California court decision against it in favor of Dwayne Johnson, who is terminally ill with cancer. But in previous reports to the Human Rights Council, you've talked about pesticides and their effect on people's right to food. You've said that pesticides are responsible for an estimated 200,000 acute poisoning deaths each year, and most of these happen in developing countries. So the effect of pesticides use, harmful misuse, I should say, is really rather massive, and maybe your point is that we just don't know how big it is.
Yeah, that's true. And also, especially in developing countries, they are still going on and there is no warning whatsoever. So it's important this case, maybe developing countries will make certain kind of regulation to limit, at least to make a careful user documents that workers would be more careful when they use it. It's a huge product. Monsanto is also taking 20% of the market in the world. So it's a massive, we are talking about big time agrobusinesses.
But I guess the industry would say that, well, listen, we've seen rising world population. In fact, in the last 50 years, the global population has more than doubled and there's less farming land. So we need pesticides to help crops grow. What would you say?
Well, this is actually a very interesting point because that's the only way the agro-industry goes against the argument of the danger of the pesticides. But there is an alternative. Agriculture feed the world without or very limited use of pesticides with careful investigation and regulation. So this is what we are trying to say. Because if you look at the use of pesticides and chemicals in agriculture last 10 years skyrocketed.
Okay, you also mention complacent governments that don't apply existing, or maybe in some places there's no regulation to make sure that pesticides companies comply. But surely you don't want more regulation. What are the solutions that you're asking for?
I am not against more regulation. That's very important because if we make it kind of free without the regulation, we will never be able to control the industry. This doesn't mean only Monsanto or any other corporations. Actually, it's not more than six corporations right now. They are merging. So if the governments cannot really regulate that kind of excessive use of this kind of chemicals, the result will be disaster in next 10 years or 20 years because the soil degradation, water pollution, and many other things are coming. So this is a kind of warning for the governments, especially the developing countries, because they are much more relaxed than the developed world like the United States or Europe.
And final question to you, which particularly vulnerable groups are you really worried about? I mean, you mentioned farm workers, agricultural communities, pregnant women and perhaps children. I think that's the thing that jumped out at me the most. 60% of child labourers worldwide work in agriculture, according to the International Labour Organization. How are you going to protect their interests?
Yeah, that's a very important point. Thank you for asking for this question, because my next report is about agricultural workers, which I will present in October in the United Nations Third Committee of the General Assembly. I focus directly to agricultural workers, that their health is very seriously under threat. Among the workers, women and children are very, very vulnerable. And as you said, child laborers are in agricultural sector is huge. So this is an important case, and we have to really make a very strong protective rules and principles in international level, because if we can't make the kind of international agreement to limit such chemicals, there will be a kind of different implementation. Some countries are very strict, but some are not. All the relatively more dangerous chemicals will slip into the developing countries. That's a very serious, which is happening in tobacco issues.